A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples were in a boat going to the other side of the lake. The disciples had forgotten to take any bread, and they only had one loaf with them in the boat. Then Jesus gave them this warning: "Keep your eyes open. Look out for the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." And they said to one another, "He is saying that because we have no bread." And Jesus knew it, and he said to them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Do you still not realize? Are your minds closed? Have you eyes that do not see, ears that do not hear, or do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of scraps did you collect?" They answered, 12. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of scraps did you collect?" And they answered, 7. Then he said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. I love to see the evidence in the Gospels of the humanity of Jesus, especially when he gets frustrated with the apostles. They just don't understand. We had an Irish Dominican in the Australian province who was a popular preacher and teacher. He told this story against himself because he thought he was a good communicator. In those days, the priest would instruct those coming into the church. He was instructing an attractive young woman, probably marrying a Catholic. He thought he was teaching her about the 3 persons in the Trinity, a difficult topic, but he thought she was concentrating on listening to him, and he felt proud of the impression he was making. At the end, he asked if she had any comments or questions. She replied, "Father, you have the most beautiful hazel-coloured eyes." He gave up. So I can understand the frustration of Jesus. But I also have to say, his statement was vague to me too. The people of Jesus' day guarded their yeast because it went off very easily. Bad yeast and the bread wouldn't rise. So Jesus was saying that the yeast of the Pharisees and the Herodians was tainted and so not productive. Not only that, it was destructive. That was missed by the apostles, who heard the word yeast and thought they had been caught out because they had forgotten to bring bread. In his frustration, Jesus reminded them that bread was the least of his problems, and they had seen him feeding so many people with nothing. So our dumbness in religious matters is not so unusual. It does take a lot of study and prayer to understand the message of scriptures. And we can be dense at times, and we can misinterpret what is being told us. But on the important issues, Jesus could not have been more clear. Love God, love your neighbour, be merciful and forgiving and generous. It is not as though we can't see those truths. We just don't want to see them. That is why we pray, asking the Holy Spirit for the ability to know the truth and then put it into practice.